Tantor Audio presents Lady of the Eternal City by Kate Quinn. Narrated by Elizabeth Wiley. Hadrian's Wall. The best revenge is to be unlike who performed the injury. Marcus Aurelius. Chapter 1. Vix.
Women. Hell's gates, but they ruin everything. I'm called Vercingetorix the Red, and not for my reddish hair. I've traveled the length and breadth of the Empire, and I've traveled much of it, gloved in blood. The men I killed as a desperate boy fighting for his life in the Colosseum, and the men I killed as a steel-clad legionary standing shield to shield against the Empire's enemies. My story should be all blood and battle, swords clashing and shields creaking, full of warrior splendor, like I dreamed as a foolish youth. So how in the name of all the gods did my gore and glory tale get so thoroughly taken over by women? Perhaps all men's stories are overtaken by women. I'm a man of Rome, with all that entails, a citizen, a soldier, a paterfamilias, and all men of Rome think they stride the earth and make it tremble. We make the laws and then punish the lawless. We make the borders and then punish the border breakers. We record our own glory and then demand our names be remembered. All over the Empire we stride and we bellow, we make and we break. But if men are the makers and breakers of empires, then women are the makers and breakers of men. This tale of mine isn't the story of Vercingetorix the Red anymore, or even of the Emperor who hated me. That sounds like a good story, I know, but it's not this story. This story belongs to the women in blue, as I like to think of them. So many. The blue-veiled girl who broke my heart and married my enemy. The blue-scarfed girl whose heart I broke and who became my enemy. The blue-jeweled girl who married my dearest friend and harbored more than enough reasons to fear me. And the girl who stood before me now in the blue tunic, wide-eyed and bloody-kneed and so young, whom I was sending to her death. Her most of all.
Ania!
I roared, and her eyes flickered over the blood on my hands, the body lying limp at my feet.
Ania, run!
And Ania runs, so fast, just a streak of blue fading away from me, and I wonder, can she outrun death? Because if she can't, an empire falls. You'd think the fate of the Eternal City would depend on someone like me, a warrior with bloody hands and a bloody sword. But it will rise or fall on a woman. And maybe it always does. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm Vercingetorix, Vix to my friends, the Red to my men, and that pleb bastard to my enemies. I've been a slave and a guard, a gladiator and a legionary, a centurion and a legion commander. I've served in various ways, 3 emperors, and I've loved, in even more various ways, 3 blue-eyed women. I'm Vercingetorix the Red, and this is their story.
AD 118, Summer.
As I came striding out of the Imperial Palace at dawn, I had 3 causes to be furious and 1 to be sick and scared. I hated admitting I was scared, so I focused on the rage instead, and all the reasons for it. For one thing, I was wearing the full ridiculous parade armor of my rank as tribune in the Praetorian Guard, from the absurd plumed helmet to the ridiculous muscled cuirass, and I hated that armor with every drop of blood in me. Give me a plain legionary breastplate any day. For a